Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani, my Rabbi Avram Goldar, and their Masechus Kedushin, Daf Mem Ches, the second parak Ish Mekadesh. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops we're going to focus on, number one, a bracelet discusses a woman who handed gold to a craftsman and said, Aseli Shirim Nezami Utaba'os, make for me bracelets, earrings, or rings with this, Ve'kadesh Anilocha, and in return, I'll become married to you. Remer says she's married as soon as he makes them and gives them to her. But the Chachamim say, as the Gemara explains, that she's only married if he gives her other money. But this jewelry would not affect Kedushin. The Gemara initially assumes that everyone who holds Yeshna L'Schiris Metchil Batsov, Vavim Milva, wages become owed from the beginning of the work until the end. Every pruta's worth of work becomes owed to the laborer as it's done, rendering each pruta a debt to the craftsman until he gives her the finished product. If so, they argue if Kedushin with the loan is effective. Several alternative interpretations are offered, the first being that all agree Kedushin with a loan is ineffective, and they argue when a laborer earns his wages. Remer holds, Eino L'Schiris El Basov, wages only become owed at the end when the work is completed, and he's Mekadosh with the improvements to her item. The Chachamim hold, he earns wages as he works, and they accumulate as debts until he's finished. Point number two, the final interpretation of the Malchokas is, Kagon Shehosiv Nopech Mashal, a case where the jeweler added a gemstone of his own to the jewelry he was fashioning. This reflects a Malchokas and another Brice in which both Rabbi Nassi and Rabbi Yudah Nassi say that a craftsman who says to a woman, be married to me, b'schar she'eseimach, as payment for the work I'll do for you, the Kedushin is invalid because the wages are owed as debts as he works, as explained before. Rabbi Yudah Nassi adds, b'mhosi b'anopech mashal mukudeshes, and if he added a gemstone of his own, she's married. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Nassi holds, milva upruta, when one gives both a loan and a pruta for Kedushin, daita milva, her mind is on the loan, not the pruta, so the Kedushin is invalid. Rabbi Yudah Nassi holds, daita pruta, her mind is on the pruta, so the Kedushin is valid. And pointing with you, the next mission states that one who says, Hiskachli bekos ze shel yain, be married to me with this cup of wine, benimsa shel dvash, and it was later found out to be honey, not wine, or the reverse, or he offered her a gold dinar and it was discovered to be silver, or the reverse, or he married her on condition he's wealthy and turned out to be poor, or the reverse, the Kedushin is invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, Himhita l'shevach mukudeshes, if he misled her to her benefit, she's married. The Gemara objects that presumably Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Mishnah that if someone sold wine and was discovered to be vinegar or the reverse, either side can retract even when the buyer receives something more valuable than he sought. This proves that some people prefer vinegar to wine according to their needs. So why is Kedushin valid where she was misled to her benefit? The Gemara ultimately explains that the cases where she told a shliach, go receive Kedushin from Ploni who told me to marry him with a silver dinar, and the shliach accepted a gold dinar. The Tanakhama holds Kveda, her statement is an insistence on accepting silver, and anything else is against her instructions. Rabbi Shimon holds Mari Makimilo, she was merely showing the shliach that she agrees to accept the silver dinar, but she would accept gold as well. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa discusses a woman who handed gold to a craftsman and said, Aseli Shirim Nizami Utabos, make for me bracelets, earrings, or rings with this, Ve'kadesh Anilocha, and in return, I'll become married to you. Remer says she's married as soon as he makes them and gives them to her. But the Chachamim say, as the Gemara explains, that she's only married if he gives her other money. But this jewelry would not affect Kedushin. The Gemara initially assumes that everyone who holds Yeshna L'Schiris Metchil Batsov, Vavim Milva, wages become owed from the beginning of the work until the end. Every pruta's worth of work becomes owed to the laborer as it's done, rendering each pruta a debt to the craftsman until he gives her the finished product. If so, they argue if Kedushin with the loan is effective. Several alternative interpretations are offered, the first being that all agree Kedushin with the loan is ineffective, and they argue when a laborer earns his wages. Remer holds, Eino L'Schiris El Basov, wages only become owed at the end when the work is completed, and he's Mekadosh with the improvements to her item. The Chachamim hold, he earns wages as he works, and they accumulate as debts until he's finished. Point number two, the final interpretation of the Malchokas is, Kagon Shehosiv L'Nopech Mashal, a case where the jeweler added a gemstone of his own to the jewelry he was fashioning. This reflects a Malchokas and another Brice in which both Rabbi Nassi and Rabbi Yudah Nassi say that a craftsman who says to a woman, be married to me, b'schar she'eseimach, as payment for the work I'll do for you, the Kedushin is invalid because the wages are owed as debts as he works, as explained before. Rabbi Yudah Nassi adds, b'mhosi b'anopech mashal mukudeshes, and if he added a gemstone of his own, she's married. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Nassi holds, milva upruta, when one gives both a loan and a pruta for Kedushin, daita milva, her mind is on the loan, not the pruta, so the Kedushin is invalid. Rabbi Yudah Nassi holds, daita pruta, her mind is on the pruta, so the Kedushin is valid. And pointing with you, the next mission states that one who says, Hiskachli bekos ze shel yain, be married to me with this cup of wine, benimsa shel dvash, and it was later found out to be honey, not wine, or the reverse, or he offered her a gold dinar and it was discovered to be silver, or the reverse, or he married her on condition he's wealthy and turned out to be poor, or the reverse, the kedushin is invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, him hitel shevach mukudeshes, if he misled her to her benefit, she's married. The Gemara objects that presumably Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Mishnah that if someone sold wine and was discovered to be vinegar or the reverse, either side can retract even when the buyer receives something more valuable than he sought. This proves that some people prefer vinegar to wine according to their needs. So why is Kedushin valid where she was misled to her benefit? The Gemara ultimately explains that the cases where she told a shliach, go receive Kedushin from Ploni who told me to marry him with a silver dinar, and the shliach accepted a gold dinar. The Tana Kama holds Kveda, her statement is an insistence on accepting silver, and anything else is against her instructions. Rabbi Shimon holds Mari Makimilo, she was merely showing the shliach that she agrees to accept the silver dinar, but she would accept gold as well. All right, so now we get our siman daf memches, and our standard siman is a brainiac. A brainiac is a highly intelligent person, so here goes. That brainiac craftsman who initially didn't know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mikudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mikudesh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey. Once again, slow motion. That brainiac, that must mourn duff. Memches. That brainiac craftsman who initially didn't know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mikudeshes to him, which reminds us of Braisa discusses a woman who handed gold to a craftsman and said, make for me bracelets, earrings, or rings with this, and in return I'll become married to you. Rabbi Meir says she is married as soon as he makes them and gives them to her. The Chachamim say, as the Gemara explains, that she is only married if he gives her other money, but this jewelry would not affect Kedushin. So the brainiac craftsman who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mikudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid. Which reminds us, the final interpretation of the Malchukas is a case where the jeweler added a gemstone of his own to the jewelry he was fashioning. This is likened to another Malchukas when one gives both a loan and a pruta for kedushin. Is the woman's mind on the loan, not the pruta, so the kedushin is invalid, or is her mind on the pruta, so the kedushin is valid? So the brainiac craftsman who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mikudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mikudesh a woman with wine and it turned out to be honey. Which reminds us, the next mission states, the one who says, be married to me with this cup of wine, and it was later found out to be honey, not wine, or the reverse, or he offered her a gold dinar and it was discovered to be silver, or the reverse, or he married her on condition he's wealthy and he turned out to be poor, or the reverse, the kedushin is invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, hitel shevach mukudeshes, if he misled her to her benefit, she is married. So once again, that brainiac craftsman who initially did not know how to react when a woman came into a shop with gold and told him to make her a ring and she'll become mikudeshes to him, quickly computed that he should add a gemstone of his own to the ring to make the kedushin valid, recalling how his last kedushin flopped horribly when he was mikudesh a woman with wine, and it turned out to be honey. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.